So it's a privilege to have our church-supported missionaries, Alex and Melanie Contreras, here to join us for worship service. And we don't want to miss the opportunity. And I realize that as time changes, people come and go in churches, some people may not know you. So how would you just summarize your ministry simply for people that this is their first time seeing your faces?
First of all, good morning. To boil it down simple, I'll try to keep it short. But Tree Ministries is the name, and it's an acronym, Together Reaching the Ends of the Earth, which really sums up our heart and our goal is to support small local ministries that we partner with, kind of like the hub of a wheel with many spokes, or as a tree, a trunk and many branches. And we support those ministries through training, encouragement, and resources, and that looks like a million different things. So a big part of what we do is to host short-term service teams, like a team that has come from here, Three Crosses, to help support those ministries from children's programming, painting, building houses, water filters, you name it. And then also the training and encouragement part, we do a lot with their leaders to pour into them and support them as leaders. A retreat every year, I know you've heard about that. And so along with that, we have a mission house. We host the teams. That's a lot of work. This year, we hosted about 30 teams through the year. And we also have a coffee shop and roaster that we run as a part of an outreach to the community and also a base for those ministries and fellow believers. So that's a lot of information.
That's a great, it's a great overview. What are you really excited about as you think about the last year, what's gone on, what God's doing in your ministry?
It's hard to pick one thing. I think one of the most exciting is to watch that network or family of ministries growing. And so we've been able to kind of bring into the fold three new ministries this year, which is exciting. So we have about 15 or 16 ministries that we get to support. And that's reflected our retreat coming up. We'll have 90 participants among those leaders this year. So we're very excited
about that. That's
fantastic.
That's great to hear. How can we be praying for you? Any prayer requests?
Yeah. I think with that, then, the retreat coming up, it's a big undertaking. We're committed to providing and covering the cost for that retreat for everyone. And in the past, we've had 30, 40, and 50. So this year, we were surprised when 90 signed up, which is a huge praise. But then we're also like, okay, we have to prepare for 90. So for God's provision for that, you can be praying for that retreat, but also just that it would be a huge encouragement for those leaders who are often burnt out and for them to connect with one another. So that weekend will be not till February, but we would love for you to be praying now as we prepare for that. All of the messages and workshops that go into that, that the Lord would use that to be a blessing to them.
Fantastic. Well, let's pray. Join me in praying for Alex and Melanie and their ministry. Oh, Lord, we come before you. You have all resources. You control all things. Nothing is impossible for God. And we pray your rich blessing on this upcoming retreat. We pray that it would be a time of equipping and training, a time of unity building, a time of rejoicing and worship. We pray that those who come weary would leave filled up, encouraged. And we pray for those who are organizing the retreat, Alex, Melanie, and others, that you give them wisdom to plan and to structure things that would be most useful to your servants serving in Guatemala. And we pray that through all these different ministries, you would spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that gospel would bear fruit and lead people to new life. We pray for just great things to happen in the year to come, and that as Alex and Melanie and their family are here in the States, that you would refresh and encourage them and continue to equip them for the work ahead. In Jesus' name, amen.